Meanwhile, President John Mahama has again given the assurance that government's International Monetary Fund programs will not lead to job losses in the public sector. He cited the health and education sectors as having the largest recruitment since the IMF program. President Mahama said this during an interaction with executives of the Trade Union Congress, TUC, at the Flagstaff House in Accra. He promised that the IMF program is the last by government as the economy is on a recovery path. The president also granted audience to the leadership of the Ghana Employers Association and the Association of Ghana Industries. Pascaline Adadivo reports.
Government's decision to implement the IMF program has been criticized by the TUC. Labour holds the view that government can partner it to formulate and implement homegrown policies to build a vibrant economy. The Secretary General of the TUC, Dr. Anthony Yalban, told President Mahama that they are eager to see the end of the IMF program. He had this response from the president.
With regards to the IMF, I said that this must be the IMF program that ends all IMF programs. And so we have been diligently working with the fund to implement the agreements that we have reached. I just want to assure that most of the things that we have agreed with the fund are the outcomes of our own homegrown fiscal consolidation policy that came out of the central consensus.
Dr. Barr also raised issues with the second compact of the Millennium Challenge account, which is dedicated to the energy sector. Labour's worry is with some clauses in the compact which seem to suggest the privatization of the ECG.
Article 71, which states that the parties understand that this compact and the project implementation agreement upon entry into force will prevail over domestic laws of Ghana. We have sought legal opinions on this and other articles in the compact. We understand that this particular article may have very serious implications for our sovereignty. We are also worried about renting out ECG to a private company for a generation, 25 years.
President Mahama maintained his earlier position that ECG will not be privatized. He said steps are being taken to restructure and make the power sector efficient. He assured Labour that the issues raised about the clauses in the Millennium Compact 2 will be referred to the Attorney General.
I wish to assure you that we'll continue to work with you to see how we can, by consensus, improve the electricity downstream sector. The point is, the current system we have is not working. We cannot pay for the power that is being produced because we're not collecting the revenues as efficiently. And so we must find a means by which we're able to do that collection better, to be able to pay, for the power that is produced. We currently have a significant shortfall, which we need to see what to do with. We're working with the World Bank and all stakeholders to see how we can refinance the energy sector debts over a longer period. The short-term refinancing will not help us. We have ECG, we have VRA, we have Gridco and all of them. If we can get refinancing of their debts for a longer period, over 10 years or so, then we can restructure the organizations properly so that we clean their balance sheets and they're able to work more efficiently than they currently are working.
The Trade Union Congress was happy about the prevailing peace in the country under President Mahama's leadership. It also acknowledged the many infrastructure projects and plans to create jobs. The TUC said President Mahama's virtue of tolerance, even in the face of provocation, should be emulated by all African leaders. Pascaline Adadevu, Radio Ghana.